this form, you may call me Golden Frieza.
Dragon Ball Z, yeah. Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Z, yeah. Dragon Ball
yes, Z. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Menuhin's Movie Pass. On this episode, I watched the movie,
Dragon Ball Z,
yes, I watched Broly. You ready? Let's go! Let's go!
Now then, let the vengeance continue.
Yep, yep, okay, alright, yeah, what's up, ooh, yes, What up, people? How you doing? Good morning, good afternoon, good night, and whatever it is, whatever side of the world you're on, I appreciate you listening, clicking on the podcast, checking me out. All my Dragon Ball Z fans, Broly! Ooh, man, got some things to talk about. Yes, shouts out to my people out in Puerto Rico, all my people out in Texas, all my people out in Nebraska, all my people out in Bangladesh, all my people out in San Francisco, California, San Diego, Atlanta, New York, Spain, Egypt, people out in Dominican Republic, people all over the world, Korea, China. China's checking me out. I appreciate it. Thank you. And I appreciate you, whoever you are, listening right now. You could have listened to any other podcast in the world, but you're here with your boy, Menuhin. So don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, tell 17 people, and then tell 17 more people. And those people tell 17 more, and then we keep the thing going. Because this podcast is blew up, shwaiting. You hear me? I don't think you hear me. I don't think you do. Even though I'm in your ear, I don't think you... I'm tripping. What up, man? How was everything with you? You doing all right? Huh? On your way to work? What were you doing? You just... Yeah, okay. Yeah, word? Okay, cool. It's good to know that. But let's get into the episode. I saw Broly. And, man. Let's start off with... first of all, I got my homie Filio. He's going to jump in and express how he felt about it. He saw it. My homie Filio Huff out there in London, stand-up comic. He has a podcast. I don't know the name of the podcast, but look up Filio Huff. I'm telling you, anything and everything you find will be amazing. So check out my homie out in London, Filio Huff, stand-up comic from Atlanta. He's out there, international, killing it. But he'll drop in every now and then. I'm going to drop him in. And say a few things about the movie, but let's start off with the ratings. The ratings on this movie, Rotten Tomato gave this movie 81%. The people gave it 93%. IMDb gave this movie 8.7 out of 10, and that's about it. That's about all I found. I don't think anybody else... I don't know, I feel like a lot of critics are mad at this movie, man, because I saw one guy, he said this is nonsensical junk. Culture anime for devout fans only. And then one other critic said that this whole movie is just ignorant. I was like,
what?
How are you gonna shit on Dragon Ball Z? Okay, first of all, let me say this off the top, okay, about me and my Dragon Ball Z fandom.
I have not really watched Dragon Ball Z like that.
Only because what happened was I wanted to get into Dragon Ball Z, but every time I turned it on or every time I honed in to watch it, it was always in the middle of a battle. It was like, I was like, all right, let me try the first episode. Could never find the very first episode. And I would just start from in the middle of a battle. Who's like, Goku, I can't believe you would do that. You're not powerful than me. And then they power up and then they start fighting. I'm like, okay, who's this dude with the horn and the weird one glasses monocle thing? And who's this other guy? And okay, his name is Goku. All right, why does his hair change color? Okay, what's going on? Did he not like the black color? Does he change when he gets... Okay, he's powerful, then his hair changes. Okay, oh, he's on another level. Oh, it's called Super Saiyan. Oh, it's the... I had to learn all of that stuff just within bits and pieces throughout my friends. And I still haven't really watched a full episode. But I kept being told, even when I was at Comic-Con hanging out, I met a bunch of Dragon Ball Z people, and they were telling me about Broly. And then my homeboy Derek, who was supposed to be on this podcast, but I don't know what happened. Anyway, he was telling me about it. He said,
yo, that Broly joint's gonna be crazy.
And then a lot of other my friends were like, yo, Broly gonna be crazy. I was like, who the fuck is Broly? Isn't that like umbrella in another language or some shit? Or is that broccoli? Broly? Who the fuck? Broly? So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna watch the movie. So I went to see the movie, and god damn, that shit was crazy. When I tell you that, man, Broly strong than a motherfucker. I know Dragon Ball Z fans are like,
yes, we know, Manuel. We knew he was powerful. Where the fuck were you?
I'm telling you, I didn't know this shit. So for a first timer watching it and not really being into the series, I will say that watching this movie, if you've never watched Dragon Ball Z movie or Dragon Ball Z cartoon, they bring it all in. They start from the beginning, they give a little bit of history, and then they get right into it. So you feel like you understand. They get into Goku and who his dad is, and they get into who Broly is and how Broly became Broly, and they get into
Vegeta. They get into all of that.
They give you background, little bits of information, and they just fast forward it up to present day, and then they get right into it, which is dope. So if you haven't seen any Dragon Ball Z movies, any cartoons, any of that, I'm telling you, you'll feel right at home watching this. And if you're in the anime, you're gonna love this movie. The fact that I love One Punch Man and all these other anime type movies, I like watching anime. And you know, seeing that and then watching this movie, I was like, I am at home, holy shit. But I will say this, this movie will ruin Dragon Ball Z for you kind of a little bit. Like if you, like for example, watching this movie, and the aesthetics on how the battles happen and the colors and the detail and the pit, you know, the character, the overall look of this movie is fucking dope. Especially the fight scenes. The fight scenes are crazy. Watching that and then trying to watch the cartoon, like I watched the movie and then I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go home and watch and catch up on some things and watch the cartoon. Cartoon does not match up at all. Cartoon was just like, eh. I was like, all right, okay, cool. I didn't really want to. I didn't even finish a full episode. I was in the middle of it. I was like, oh, this is the fight scene? Okay, well, where are the lights and the things that I saw earlier? They went ham in this movie. They went ham on the effects. They went ham on just everything. I mean, first, I was just like, what the like, it's so much battle. Like, Broly, the dude is yelling so much. He just keeps powering up. Like, Broly, he gets powerful the more you hit him. The more you fight him, he gets more powerful. And the whole time in the movie, he's just yelling. He's like, he just keeps getting bigger and more powerful. And the thing is, I wonder, like, it's like, I went to an audition for something before I saw the movie, and you know, I didn't know what the director was looking for. She didn't tell me. She just had me up there doing this freaking part, which kind of pissed me off because I was trying to be the character she wanted me to be, but she wouldn't give me any direction. She was like, just read what you see there. I'm like, well, what are you looking for? But anyway, like, my point is, I wonder what the audition process was for Broly, because he said maybe 5 sentences in the whole movie. He may have said, hey, yeah, my dad did this. I'm here. Huh? Blah, blah, something, something. And then the rest of the movie, he's just like, he's just yelling and just stuff is breaking around him. He's like, he's just beating the shit out of out of Goku and Vegeta. I swear to God, yo. The fight scene, like, you have a nice little chunk of story in the beginning, but the rest of the movie is just fighting. And I'm talking, they fight in lava, they fight in the ice, they break the third wall and go to a different dimension, and they shatter reality, and they fight in that space, and then they come back, and then it's just, holy shit, man, it was so much fighting. At one point, I said to myself, I said,
are they even tired?
What the fuck is going on? So many hair color changes. I was like, god damn, seeing that happen. And then I don't think this is spoiling it. Goku is fighting him, right? This is part Goku is fighting. He's fighting Broly, right? And Broly is just like it just made me laugh for real. It's the fact that Goku seems like the type of guy who just loves the fight. He loves the battle. He loves just fighting. If he gets his ass whooped, he just learns from it and he just picks himself back up and he gets right into the fight. Now, at this point, Goku is at God level red or whatever. His hair is like red. And he's fighting Broly. And Broly, he's beating him. You know, they're just beating on each other, right? And then Broly, I guess, he just grabs Goku by the leg and just starts banging him on the ground, right? And Goku, he starts screaming. He's like, "Ah!" I was like, okay, yeah, you know, it hurts. I get that, you know, getting banged across the ground like that. But then he starts screaming even more, and they don't even, like, like, he's screaming as if, I don't know, what kind of pain could I describe? It's as if somebody's putting a nail through your toe nail. Just like, he is, I mean, it's excruciating pain. And I guess they're trying to show how powerful Broly is and how, you know, because, you know, he's at God level red and Broly didn't even transform to Super Saiyan yet. And, you know, Goku is getting his ass whooped. Like, he's screaming. It's funny to me, but the fans around me were like, oh no. Goku getting his ass whooped. And this is a part where he grabs Goku by the head and he's like ramming his face to the ice and then it's like ripping the ice and he's throwing his face to the ice and he grabs his leg again and he's like beating the shit out of him. Like, Goku is screaming. Like, I've never seen a cartoon character scream like Goku is screaming. It's like blood curdling, like, whoo. And I can see, like, my boy Pockets, he was with me. It was Pockets, my boy Derek, and we were watching the movie, and my boy Pockets was watching the movie, and he was even like, God damn, why the fuck is he yelling like that? It made Dragon Ball Z fans uncomfortable to watch. Like, he was screaming that bad. Like, that's how bad Broly was fucking him up. He's just getting his ass whooped. You know what that reminded me of? That reminded me of that kid on, what was it? He's on YouTube. His name is Jalen. And there's a black kid. He says he's going Super Saiyan, basically. He talks about how he wants to and he feels like anybody can.
You know, your mind can create that force because your mind is just this powerful machine that is, you know, whatever you set it to and you believe and you work and towards achieving it, you can do it. You can do it, and I believe I can be a Super Saiyan. So this is my first time exposing this side of me to the world. And I know a lot of y'all are laughing, but people who really, you know, that are on my level of intellect, they understand what I'm saying, you know, and thank y'all for understanding. And, you know, I'm gonna attempt to go Super Saiyan on film, and I'm gonna upload it to YouTube. This is my first attempt, and I'm believing. And I'm gonna create that energy and channel through my mind. Now, I might not turn full Super Saiyan, I might turn full Super Saiyan, or you might just see a glimpse of it, of that power.
You can tell he believes in what he's about to do. Like, he talks about it, like, religiously, like, he's about to go Super Saiyan. And then he's in the room by himself, he starts yelling. He's and then he goes a little bit higher. And then by this time, I'm laughing my ass off. I'm like, this kid is crazy. I'm like, this dude, what is he doing? Now, rather than me turning the video off, I keep watching. So he keeps going. He's like, I'm like, okay, this kid has been yelling for a minute. Then he goes again. And then he takes his shirt off. He's like screaming. After a while of watching this video, you start to believe, like, he might do it. Like, you start looking at the video like, hold on for a second. This kid might, is he going to freaking do it for real? And he keeps yelling. Now I'm thinking, I'm like, where the fuck is his parents? Where the fuck? And he's like yelling. And I'm like, okay, this kid may really do this shit. Like, he believed in it so hard. And when you watch the video, you're like, this kid is stupid up front. And then you're like, wait a minute. And then you start believing, like, this kid may actually go Super Saiyan. You're like, holy shit, is he going to do it? And then... he doesn't. He ends up, like, tiring himself out, I guess. I don't know. He looks into the camera with this face of...
My name is Jalen, and I am a Super Saiyan.
It's, like, really dramatic. So... I say all that to say, I like this video because it shows me that if you really believe in something like 100% and you go after it and you just become the thing, you may convert people into believing some shit. Like watching that dude do that, and then midway through the video, I'm like, is he gonna do it? I was like, wow, that's just what I thought. I mean, you could watch the video and be like,
yeah, Minyu, and I didn't see that shit at all. What the fuck are you talking about?
But that's just what I got from the video. Anyways, back to Broly. Broly has the highest power level in the damn series. From what I've read, he was born with a power level of 10,000. And just, it keeps going up. I don't know the numbers. I know it just keeps going up. The motherfucker is powerful as shit. And he hates Goku. And this is, this is just me. But the reason he hates Goku is kind of stupid, weird-ish, but I kind of get it almost. Like, he hates Goku because he heard Goku cry, and he remembers that cry, and the cry happened at the same exact time that the Emperor of Vegeta planet, whatever the fuck, he wanted to assassinate him and his father, or assassinate him. And also, it was around the same time that the planet blew up. And all of those situations remind him of Goku for some reason. Like, when he sees Goku, he remembers the fact that his own people tried to kill him because he was too powerful. And also, he remembers how his whole planet was vaporized. All in the same looking at a person. And I guess I get that. I mean, if there's a situation you remember connected to a person, I guess you would hate them. But the level of hate and fighting that went into that fight, hey, god damn, it's a lot of goddamn anger. Like, Broly got anger issues, man. For real. Like, once he started fighting, he just could not stop. And the dad had him on this leash thing, like this electronic thing around his neck, this electrified necklace. And he was trying to, you know, control him, but he lost that. And Broly just, man, he was fucking shit up. And what else? Gogeta shows up in this film. And Gogeta is basically Goku and Vegeta put together, and they make Gogeta, and they're like super mega powerful and stuff like that. So it was dope. They showed up. Freezer's in this movie. Freezer gets his ass handed to him for a little bit. That shit was funny. So I don't want to ruin the movie, because this is something I think you definitely need this to experience if you're a Dragon Ball Z fan, or if you're thinking about, I kind of want to see it. Maybe I should see it. I don't know. If you're thinking about it, go see it. Go check it out. It's definitely worth it. Like, the fighting alone is crazy in this movie. The graphics, the way they set it up, it looks really good. So if you're questioning, like, should I see it or not, go see it. If you're like,
I don't know about anime, I don't know if I'm a fan of anime,
then don't go see it, because you're just not the type of person to like this shit. But, I mean, if you want to see a bunch of fighting and some cool shit, definitely go see it. Dragon Ball Z fans, I ain't got to tell you, go see this motherfucking movie, man. This movie is the shit. Holy shit. God damn it. It was great. I recommend it highly. It was good. It was a fun watch. In the beginning, I enjoyed it. Like, Dragon Ball Z fans are watching it like, oh, what is this bullshit in the beginning? Let's just get to the fighting. I mean, I needed that, because I haven't watched any of this stuff. So watching the beginning and bringing it to a close at the end, I think it wrapped up really nicely too. So fuck what the critics say. Go see Dragon Ball Z Broly, because it's dope. And, well, yeah. And this is what my boy Filio thought about it. Filio, take it away.
It was good. They keep changing the continuity of fucking Dragon Ball Z. It doesn't matter anymore, no matter what level. Goku and Vegeta reach blue-haired God, Saiyan God level. Literally, that's what it's called. It's God level, whatever. And they still can fight this nigga Broly who just went Super Saiyan? I get it, his power level was abnormal. You know, that's the same story as Broly from before. Like, oh, he got sent away, his power level was too much, and blah, 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 whatever. But I'm like, nigga, come on. Fucking Goku and Frieza just teamed up to fight Jiren. They just did that. So why are they enemies again? They don't even explain. This all of a sudden Frieza's bad again? Like, what? Frieza was good? Dragon Ball Z has no continuity. It's worse than DC Comics. DC Comics has no fucking continuity. Superman can't die. Oh, Superman's dead. No, he's not dead. Actually, oh, no, he can't. The sun gives him power. Oh, actually, too much sun will kill the nigga. What the fuck? Like, what? I mean, I guess he's white, though. Too much sun kill him, but it also gives him power. Vitamin D. Anyway, oh, my God.
Hello? Hey, whoa. I think we lost him. Filio, you.
Sorry, dog.
Yo, what happened, man?
This lady was just crossing the street with a fucking baby and a stroller and her kid in the middle of the goddamn street doing heavy traffic. Cars was just honking like, bitch, what the fuck? And the fucked up part is there's a crosswalk right here. Nigga, what the wow. And the crosswalks here are instant. They instantly change. Anyway, wow. Anyway, nigga, yeah, I watched Dragon Ball Z. It was good. I mean, I get it. Broly's, like, already super strong. And Beerus, one of the gods, Beerus, the Saiyan god, said, you know, or not the Saiyan god, he's one of the other gods or something like that. He was, like, even, he's one of the gods with, like, the different worlds. They have different worlds and shit. And he was just, like, I remember he was fighting Goku and them to train them. He was, like, you'll never beat me. Even Broly couldn't beat me, which is a testament to Broly's power because even the god was, like, Broly, so. Whatever, the movie is cool. They did Gogeta, which I'm like, why? They've already done Gogeta a few times. So how come it was hard for Vegeta to do it? Anyway, inconsistencies, just like DC Comics, just like anything else. But yeah. All in all, it was good.
And that's the end of the podcast. Thank you for checking me out. Check out MMPast3000 on Instagram. And check out MHART3000 on Instagram. And also look up my homie Filio Huff at everything that he's doing. And all good vibes to you. Hope all is well in your life. If it's not, correct it. Go do something about it. Think positive. Get money. And all those great things. Say hi to your mom for me and your family. Ah, what did I say that for? I don't know. I'm out.